Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Again, I'm also always so grateful to have you with me and so blessed that you are learning the Word of God. And as we study this book of Jonah, I know there's great insights for you. The Lord always wants us to learn His Word, so that's why we go to pray to Him before we study our time together. So let's study, or actually pray to the Lord, if you will. Heavenly Father, we bless you for your word. We thank you that we have it so that we can learn about you, to know who you are, what you're about, and we bless you in this time. Lord, we ask you by your Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, to guide us, and to help us to be able to live according to that truth today. We thank you again for your word, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Lord's Great Wind. Is taken from the book of Jonah, chapter 1, and verse 4. Jonah the prophet had been commissioned by the Lord to cry out against Nineveh, the great city, because their wickedness had come up before him. Rather than obey the Lord's words, Jonah caught a ship going to Joppa to flee from the presence of the Lord. As he boarded the ship, he descended into the lower part of it and fell asleep. In chapter 1 and verse 4 of this prophecy, we see how the Lord responded to Jonah's actions as he sent out a great wind into the sea, where we read, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken." The verse begins, "But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea." The author began with the word but, which is a disassociation conjunction that means what is about to be written takes precedence over what was just stated. The Lord, which refers to Jehovah or Jehovah, who is the existing one and the proper name for the one true God, sent out or hurled, cast, and threw out a great wind, which means a large, vivacious, and vigorous wind. Into the sea, or into the great basin of water wherein the ship sailed. Although Jonah desired to escape the presence of God, God was intimately present with him, and he sent a great wind to demonstrate it. The verse goes on to say, "And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken." The author added, "And there was a mighty," which is all one Hebrew word, gadol, and it means great, large, and intense tempest, or storm, whirlwind, or hurricane, in the sea, or the great basin of water wherein the ship sailed. So that the ship, which means the large merchant ship, was like, or planned, esteemed, calculated, invented, made a judgment, imagined, and counted to be broken, which means ruptured, maimed, crippled, and wrecked. The storm the Lord sent upon the merchant ship was so intense that it was likely that the ship would be broken into pieces. When we think through the words of this verse, we discover firsthand there is no place for Jonah to flee from the presence of the Lord. Even when Jonah thought he could run from the Lord, God sent a hurricane to get his attention. We can imagine the fear within the mariners of the ship. Yet at this point, Jonah was oblivious to God's storm. When Jesus Christ desires to get a person's attention, he may send a storm into their lives. And the more they attempt to flee away from him, the more intense that storm may be. The foremost decision for a person in a storm is to turn to Jesus Christ, listen to his words, and ask him for the direction he desires for their lives. In other words, surrender. Next time we see how the mariners and Jonah responded to God's great wind. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.